Glory to thee, who hast shone forth the light. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace and goodwill among men.
O
set
of your heart
to
know very good, and should let no man sing down, and should let me not be out in the
God, Father Almighty, O Lord, the only begotten Son, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit.
Kudusum in Padi, Daya Mutter Hauna.
openness of my mouth shall show forth thy praise, O Lord, thou shalt open my lips. And my mouth shall show forth thy praise, O Lord, thou shalt open my mouth, and my lips shall show forth thy praise. Bless, Master!
Blessed is the kingdom of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, through the ages of ages.
Amen. In peace let us pray to the Lord. For the peace from above and the salvation of our souls, let us pray to the Lord. For the peace of the whole world, the United States of the Holy Churches of God, and the union of all men, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house and for those who with faith, reverence, and the fear of God enter therein, let us pray to the Lord. The Honorable Presbytery, the Diaconate in Christ, all the clergy and the people, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For Metropolitan Bulos and Archbishop Yohanna, and for their quick release from captivity and safe return, let us pray to the Lord. And armed forces, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this city and every city and countryside and the faithful who dwell therein, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For healthful seasons, abundance of the fruits of the earth, and peaceful times, let us pray to the Lord. Travelers by sea, by land, and by air, the sick, the suffering, the captive, and for their salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For our deliverance from all tribulation, wrath, danger, and necessity, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help us, save us, have mercy on us. O God, by thy grace.
Lord, have mercy.
All in remembrance, our all holy, immaculate, most blessed and glorious Lady, the birth giver of God, and ever Virgin Mary with all the saints, let us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our
Thank you.
us commend ourselves and each other and all our life unto Christ our Lord.
For thine is the might, and thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, now and forever, to the ages of ages.
Thank you.
him who has given you our glory, to him who has crowned you glory, to him who through you has accomplished healing for
يا شعبك وبارك ميراثك إليك يا رب وأصرخ إلهي.
الحكمة
فصل من رسالة القديس بولس الرسول الثانية إلى أهل كورنثوس.
لنسي
يا إخوة، إن الله الذي أمر أن نشرك من ظلمة نور هو الذي أشرق في قلوبنا لإنارة معرفة مجد الله في وجه يسوع المسيح، ولنا هذا الكنز في آنية خزفية ليكون فضل القوة لله لا منا، متضايقين في كل شيء ولكن غير منحصرين ومتحيرين، ولكن غير يائسين ومضطهدين، ولكن غير مخذولين ومطروحين، ولكن غير هالكين حاملين في الجسد كل حين إماتة الرب يسوع، لتظهر حياة يسوع أيضا في أجسادنا، لأننا نحن الأحياء نسلم دائما إلى الموت من أجل يسوع، لتظهر حياة المسيح أيضا في أجسادنا المائتة. فالموت إذن يجري فينا والحياة فيكم، فإذ فينا روح الإيمان بعينه على حسب ما كتب إني آمنت ولذلك تكلمت، فنحن أيضا نؤمن ولذلك نتكلم، عالمين أن الذي أقام الرب يسوع سيقيمنا نحن أيضا بيسوع، فننتصب معكم، لأن كل شيء هو من أجلكم لكي تتكاثر النعمة بشكر الأكثرين فتزداد لمجد الله.
O Lord, save your people and bless your inheritance. To you, O Lord, have I cried, O my God.
Let the wisdom
bring us from St. Paul's second letter to the Corinthians.
Let us be attentive.
Brethren, it is the God who said, "Let light shine out of darkness," who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Christ. But we have this treasure in earthen vessels, to show that the transcendent power belongs to God and not to us. We are afflicted in every way, but not crushed, perplexed, but not driven to despair, persecuted, but not forsaken, struck down, but not destroyed, always carrying in the body the death of Jesus, so that the life of Jesus may also be manifested in our bodies. For while we live, we are always being given up to death for Jesus' sake, so that the life of Jesus may be manifested in our mortal flesh. So death is at work in us, but life in you. Since we have the same spirit of faith as he who had wrote, "I believed and so I spoke," we too believed and so we speak, knowing that he who raised the Lord Jesus will raise us also with Jesus and bring us with you into his presence. For it is all for your sake, so that as grace extends to more and more people, it may increase thanksgiving to the glory of God.
Peace be unto you, Maria.
And to your spirit, alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
He who dwells in the shelter of the Most High will live in the protection of the God of heaven. The Lord, you are my protector.
Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia.
Wisdom attend, let us hear the holy gospel.
Peace be unto you all.
Lend to sinners to receive as much again. but love your enemies and do good, and lend expecting nothing in return, and your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, for he is kind to the ungrateful and the selfish. Be merciful, even as your Father is merciful.
Practice. Why? you get better, right? Little by little, you get better. It tests your skills, it tests your body, it makes you push. When are the next Olympics? Summer Olympics. I just don't pay attention anymore. Is it next year? Well, there are people who are training for the Olympic Games, right? And they're pushing themselves, okay? They're pushing themselves to get better and better and better. Back in the day, I had a heart attack, and I had non-cardiac rehab where they had me doing all sorts of wonderful exercise. And every week I go in and increase the level. Why do they do that? It makes you stronger and stronger. It gets you. Anybody do high jump in here? Have you ever seen that? You know what they do in high jump competition? They bring you on the bar there and you're supposed to jump over it. I couldn't do it. There's no way I could do it. You raise the bar. So we're raising the bar. Now, our nature as human beings is we, as Saint Cyril of Alexandria said, we have a nature of self-love. In other words, we look after ourselves, at least we look out for ourselves. I mean, it's probably a better thing. And when anything threatens that, in any way, we get defensive or, what else do we do? Somebody threatened you, what would you do? Would you threaten back? I'm not saying you would, I'm just saying that's the nature. That's what a lot of people do. We see that all the time. We see that on the news. We see that out in our neighborhoods. Some of the worst neighborhoods here in the poor city here. You see that all the time, you know? Somebody's ego is challenged, or somebody's life is threatened. Our nature is to do the same to people, to throw it right back. Christ does something and he tells us today, and he's addressing this to each and every one of us. There's no hidden message in the gospel here today. It's a very straightforward, easy to understand message, whatever language we're reading. It's easy to love others who love you. Very easy, right? Does your parents love you? Right? It's easy to love your parents when they love you. How about your friends? And excuse me if I do address my acolytes here, because I'm trying to make sure they understand the message. If they understand the message, you'll understand the message. Okay? You have friends at school? Mm-hmm. You like them? Why? They help you when you fall down. They like you, right? It's easy to like if somebody likes you, right? You have anybody who doesn't like you? I'm not saying you, what's it for somebody else? Anybody who doesn't like you? Yeah. What do you do with that person? Stay out of their way, right? You hate them? Just kind of work out all sorts of plots for how to get back at them? Yeah. A lot of that going on in the world. So it's very easy. But just like athletes, just like the athletes who want to be champions, the ones who really want to achieve the highest level of performance, you've got to do something out of the ordinary. You've got to push yourself. You've got to do something you never would think of doing. And that's loving the person who hates you. Because there are no points, really. You know what? If you were playing basketball and there's nobody between you and the basket and you were going out and just scoring points, that wouldn't be fun. It's easy to do. It's quite hard to do when you're against Yanni and the Kumbo, right? You know, I would see myself doing. You know who Yanni and the Kumbo is? Oh, I said, no, you're a basketball player. You'll find out. You'll be around for a few years. So we're asked to go away from what is normal for our nature. Our nature is to love that which loves us, but sometimes we have to do the opposite. And this is Christ came into this world. He came into the world to because he had to turn the world, to paraphrase the lyric from a song or musical, turn the world upside down. I don't know if anybody knows the musical in front of you. To turn the world upside down. Because it was not the way that humanity sees it. But that's not the way God intended. He was the Ten Commandments, whatever it is, because he says it right there. In the Ten Commandments, these are not laws. These are behaviors. These are what we need to do to be more like God, because what it's all about for us is not just Orthodox Christians, but the proper understanding, if we understand the Orthodox Church, is we are trying to be like God. Theosis is the Greek word. Like God, not we're trying to be God. Too many people in this world think we're gods, right? We're trying to be like Him. We want to be like Him. We don't want to hurt people. We don't want to hurt them in every single way. And the word, though, the biggest word is we need to be merciful. You know what the word merciful means? What's the word merciful mean? You have a dictionary at home? We'll look it up, right? Well, friendly. Don't just have to be friendly. Well, that would be nice. It's kind of like a little bit of icing on the cake. What does merciful mean?
Forgiving.
Good. Forgiving. Your worst enemy may come to you and they may be in trouble, they may be sick, they may be hurting, they may be in pain. What are you going to tell them? That's merciful. You're going to, you know, if you're going to reach out and say, hey, let me help you. The problem is there, they may not, you know, they may forget that later. Not everybody remembers the good things you do. I know my line of work. I'll always remember what you did wrong. Okay? But you still have to do the right thing. You still have to be merciful because that's what we're asked. And who does he use? Who does Christ use as the standard for that? God himself. Be merciful because God is merciful. That's the only reason. Not only because it's the right thing to do, but that's the way God behaves. If anybody doubts that, that's why you're here. We had that big discussion. We had our clergy lady conference in Detroit and in the last couple of days. We had a session, and this is what we talked about. We were talking about people coming into the church and, oh, young people want to come in, we don't have any joy. Okay, what exactly do you want to enjoy? I think a lot of, see, a lot of churches have had joyful worship, which is very nice. I don't think that's the problem. But we have to remember something. Sorry, did I hear something? We're coming in here because we're giving thanks to God for whatever has happened to us this past week. We also want to know that even if something very bad has happened, we're going to be okay. He tells us that. He gives us that hope. And that's what we're trying to do here. I told them, because I've been in medicine for 40 years, that many of the spiritual writers, many of the church fathers in Britain, that the church is a hospital. The church is a hospital, not obviously not like you would find in a hurry or whatever. But we have to remember when people are coming from the hospital, they're not coming in because they feel good. They're not going to the ER and saying, I've decided to come in here and say, I'm doing great, I don't need you. It's because all of us, each and every one of us, have something inside that is hurting us. And it's the job of the church, it's the job of everybody within it, as a community, to heal. It's Christ's job to heal. It's that's what we're going to say. Would you go to a hospital if you much sicker than when he came in. Would you go? Stay in line with me, I'll see you. I didn't make those words up. I don't know if this is something about this, but he wrote this. Other church fathers wrote this. Very important for me. But in order for there to be healing, there has to be mercy. And this is what God has to do day in and day out. Very hard, I know. You know, as people, many people have suffered at the hands of enemies. I don't have to tell you that. Okay, I'm Greek, and I know our history, and I know the Middle East and that, and Palestine, and Gaza, everything. We all suffer, every one of us. But this is what Mark makes us different. And this is what Christ says is going to make each one of us different, because when he came down to give us a different way of behaving, the way it was meant to be. Be merciful as your Father is merciful. Questions? Do you understand what I'm saying? Really? There's a test for you. May Christ, our true God, who brought mercy and salvation to the world, have mercy on us and save us.
Amen. We welcome and thank Father Peter for being here again with us this week.
I forgot about the announcement. Sorry.
That's okay. I'll make it. God willing, Father Joe will be with us next Saturday for Vespers at 5 o'clock, and Sunday morning he's going to celebrate the services himself. So keep him in your prayers as he kind of goes down this last week. To really kind of throw himself back into things at this point. Our sympathies are extended to Katrina Dimitri on the falling asleep of her mother, the Solomon family, on the falling asleep of John and the Mansour family, on the falling asleep of Dr. Roger. The ladies' auxiliary, I believe, will be meeting this, no, will not be meeting on this Tuesday.
Postponing.
And on Wednesday of this week, we'll be starting up our Team Soil at 6:30, and also we'll be having a little combine at 6 o'clock that evening for those of you who want to come and celebrate a little combine. I think that's all the announcements. I don't see any visitors. Am I missing any visitors? No? Help us, save us, have mercy on us, and keep us, O God, by thy grace, wisdom.
Thank you.
heavenly kingdom, always, now, and ever, and to the ages of ages.
Let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
mercy on us and keep us, O God, by thy grace.
Lift up our
identified three angels, ten thousand angels, the cherubim, the seraphim, 69, soaring with the winds. Singing the triumphal hymn, proclaiming, crying out, and saying,
thank you.
praises you. Thank you. It's an angel from the tree.
Among prayers, be mindful, Lord, of our Metropolitan Father Nicholas and our Bishop Philip Joseph and our Bishop Anthony, whom thou grant them the Holy Church in peace, safety, honor, health, and length of days, and by the divine word of thy truth.
Amen. And of those who offer these precious gifts to the Lord, our God, the Honorable Presbytery, the Diaconate in Christ, and every priestly order of their salvation, of the peace and stability of the whole world, the good estate of the holy churches of God, the salvation and help of the people here present, those whom they are remembering, and of all mankind.
Amen.
With fear of God in faith and love, draw near.
Oh.
Thy cross, we adore Christ, and thy holy resurrection. We praise and glorify thou art for God, and beside thee, we know the love of the called upon thy name. O come, all ye faithful, let us adore Christ, holy resurrection, for both of the cross is joy and into all the world. Ever blessing the Lord, let us sing his resurrection, for by enduring the cross on our sakes, he hath destroyed death by death. Shine, shine in Jerusalem, for the glory hath dawned on thee. Exalt and be glad, O Zion. And thou, O pure Theotokos, be radiant in the resurrection of thy Son. How divine, how pure, how sweet are thy words, O Christ, for thou hast promised to be with us to the end of the age. Agnes is the anchor of our hope, we the faithful rejoice. O Christ, most blessed and glorious Pascha, O wisdom, word, and power of God, grant that we partake with thee perfectly in the never-ending day of this kingdom.
upon you through his divine grace and love always, now and forever. In Jesus' name, amen. Glory to you, O Christ our God, our hope, glory to thee. May he who rose from the dead, Christ our true God, through the intercessions of all immaculate and all blameless Holy Mother, the power of the precious and life-giving cross, the protection of the honorable bodiless powers of heaven, the supplication of the honorable glorious prophet and forerunner John the Baptist, the holy glorious and praiser of the apostles, of our Father, of the saints John Chrysostom, Archbishop of Constantinople, the holy glorious and victorious martyrs, venerable and God-bearing fathers of St. George, the trophy bearer, the patron of this holy community, of the holy righteous ancestors of God, Joachim and Anna, of Kyriakos, the hermit of Palestine, Theophanes, the merciful of Gaza, the martyr Petronius, the Malachi, the new righteous martyr Lindos, whose memory we celebrate today, and of all the saints. Have mercy on us and save us, for as much as he is good and loves mankind.
Amen.
Hear the prayers of our holy fathers, Lord Jesus Christ our God, have mercy on us and save us.
Amen.
The Trinity, protect and keep all of you.
And Father Peter, so wonderful to have you here. I'm going to miss you after 2 weeks. Please be seated.
Wait till the rain stops. It's pouring out there.
Oh, goodness.
The spring ground's kind of coming down. So if you haven't been baptized, you go around. And again, my apologies if there are any miscues. All my fault.
They're all my fault, Father. So come forward and reverence the icon and the blessing of the Father, and we'll have some fellowship. It's raining, you notice that, okay.